from the highest of heights to the depths of the sea. Creation's revealing your majesty. From the colors of fall to the fragrance of spring, every creature's unique in the song that it sings, all exclaiming, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Oh, yes, you are. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim, you are amazing, God. Who has told every lightning bolt where it should go? Or seen heavenly storehouses laden with snow? Who imagined the sun and gives source to its light, yet conceals it to bring us the coolness of night? None can fathom, indescribable, uncontainable. You place the stars in the sky and you know them by name. You are amazing, God. Oh, yeah. All powerful, untamable, awestruck, we fall to our knees as we humbly proclaim that you are amazing, God. Oh, yeah. Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depth of my heart, and you love me the same, God. You are amazing, God. Incomparable, unchangeable, you see the depths of my heart, and you love me the same, yes, you do. You are amazing, God. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, Lord, yeah, yeah. And you are amazing, God. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. You are amazing, God.
It's my turn. Oh. Hi, friends. Happy Pride Month. Jesus has risen. He is risen indeed. I just couldn't have said it better than Jace said, talked about what Pride Month is. And it's amazing to me to think that there are some communities and states that are making conversations like that illegal for children, completely erasing us. What is so threatening about love and about our history? So I am both angry and also so proud to be part of a community that lifts us up and encourages us to speak truth. But I want to hear more from you. So we're going to go to our question of the day. What does Pride Month? We heard some amazing things from Jace. Turn to a partner and share, like, what does Pride Month mean to you? And then we'll have a couple people come up. So let's take about 1 minute to do that now. I hate cutting conversations like this short. Does anyone want to share? Yeah, yay, I don't have to volunteer. Share.
I think one of the things that we forget is pride is our chance to take up space in the world. Too many people want us to be ashamed of who we are, and too many people want us to be quiet. Don't be quiet, get loud. Okay, take up the space. Let people know that you deserve to be here. You deserve to love, and you deserve to laugh. Okay?
Happy Pride. Amen. Anyone else? Let's do one more. Don't be as good as him, though, because don't outshine me. I'm getting a little jealous. Move, I'm gay. One more? How about one more?
Last summer, I was in Munich, and I was with a group of people, and we were studying the outbreak of World War II and how fascism began to grow. And if we look at what's happening to the LGBTQ plus community today, you see a parallel with how Nazism began. Now, what's going on has not gotten to the extreme that it later did in Germany, but that's not to say it won't. So we need to be more vigilant and more aware of what's going on around us, and we also have to continue to have a willingness to step out and be seen, because it can be very scary. So when I think of Pride, I think this is an opportunity for all of us to go forward and say, this is who I am as a creation of a God who loves me unconditionally, and to go forward in love in the face of hate.
Amen.
I'm done.
Get out, go. Gosh, stop being so good. Yes, oh my gosh, I'm so inspired by this community. So Pride Month. You know, I celebrated Pride Month for the first time when I was 25 years old. That's when a couple months after I came out of the closet. And I always tell people that coming out doesn't make your life easy. Coming out makes your life more authentic. You know, your relationships are more authentic. Your happiness and joy is more authentic. Your pain and your fear is more authentic. And when I was 25, the first Pride Month, I remember driving by a church and I saw Proverbs 11:2 plastered on their sign. Proverbs 11:2 is, when pride comes, then comes disgrace. Do you see what they did there? And I'm going to tell you what, my pain was so authentic in that moment. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. Because I had just recently come out, my confidence was weak. It was a fragile tree sapling pushing through the soil for the first time that could be trampled upon at any given moment. Because I, like so many of us growing up, believed that we were nothing more than mere sinners in the hands of an angry God, to quote American theologian Jonathan Edwards. If you have not read Sinners in the Hands of an Angry God in its entirety, do so. It is great American fiction. And it shows how far we have come, and also showcases some of the shame and the pain in which was developed in our younger years. So when I saw this verse plastered on the sign, I immediately felt the absence of love. A church attempting to manipulate a Bible verse, take it out of context, twist the meaning of the word pride to alienate a group of people, made me feel the absence of love, which is both ironic and infuriating, isn't it? When we think that God is synonymous with unconditional, radical, inclusive love, God is not angry with us. God delights in us. But the Bible says, people like Jonathan Edwards and the like will protest. Well, the Bible says a lot of things, doesn't it? Do you want to play that game? Oof, I'm getting fired up and I've not even turned the page yet. Let's play that game. Let's take the Bible literally and out of context. Men, it is completely permissible to stone your wife if she ever cheats on you. But you better not do that while wearing a shirt of mixed fiber, because that's an abomination. Yeah, it is laughable. Perhaps we are missing the mark. Perhaps instead of focusing on fear, we should focus on love, which is mentioned again over 500 times in the Bible. To me, that marks its significance. What this church failed to do was complete the verse. So let's look at the verse in its entirety. When pride comes, then comes disgrace, but with humility comes wisdom. You know, words can so easily be manipulated and taken out of context, right? It takes no effort to to cast fear onto love, darkness onto light, manipulative, homophobic rhetoric onto Pride Month. And sure, the word pride can have a negative connotation, right? Pride can be synonymous with arrogance. Pride can refer to excessive self-confidence or a sense of superiority over others, right? Someone who is too proud can be condescending, arrogant, dismissive. They can alienate people and create negative relationships. Oh, the irony of a church so arrogantly taking a verse from the Bible out of context, manipulating the words with the intention to alienate a group of God's children away from God's love. The arrogance. With pride comes disgrace. You know, it's as if the queer community doesn't have enough going against us as it stands. I'm a gay life coach who helps other gay men free themselves from church shame. And the number one thing I hear from men that I talk to is as if we feel as if we are not Christian enough for Christians and we're not gay enough for the gay community. So we feel as if we don't belong anywhere. It's a lack of belonging, which is a basic human need that we are deprived of. And I know I'm not alone here, because here's a statistic from the Trevor Project. 28% of LGBTQ youth reported experiencing homelessness or housing instability at some point in their lives. And those who did had 2 to 4 times the odds of reporting depression, anxiety, self-harm, considering suicide, attempting suicide, compared to those with stable housing. I'm just thinking off script for a second. I'm thinking of someone who messaged me this week who told me that they want to end their life. This is the reality. This is the world that we're living in. And according to the Albert Kennedy Trust, half of those people who experience homelessness are kicked out of their religious households the day they come out to their religious parents. In the name of what God? If sin means to miss the mark of love, then who is doing the sinning here? The child who has the courage to say, this is who I am, this is how God made me, or the parent that says, no, you are wrong and God is wrong, get out. Who is doing the sinning? The arrogance it takes to tell God that God is wrong. The pridefulness it takes to avoid the intolerable belief that just perhaps you have been bought into the cult of innocence and that the cost is your child's life. A life that you so willingly chose to bring into this world. Tell me, do you stop being pro-life once the life is out of your body? With pride comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. Do you want to know why I celebrate pride? A lot of people online tell me that there should be a straight pride. There should be a straight pride. Listen, I used to live blocks away from Wrigleyville, where the Cubs play in Chicago. Every day is straight pride. Straight people did nothing to earn their seat at the table for being straight, just like I did nothing to earn my seat at the table for being white. I don't celebrate Pride Month because I'm attracted to men. I did nothing to earn that. Plus, men are the worst. I'm not proud of the fact that I'm attracted to men. I am proud because I have the courage to stand up against the grain of society, against my childhood bullies and Christian bullies and my childhood trauma, to say that I am worthy of love and belonging, not in spite of who I am, but as and because of who I am. I am proud. I am proud because when Jesus said, love your neighbor as you love yourself, I took that to heart and I put in the work to love myself. I am proud. I am proud because when God said that you are made in the image and likeness of me, I believed her. I am proud. I am proud to be a part of a community that came before me, that paved the way to make it possible for me to be standing at the pulpit of a church which is a symbol of so much pain, shame, and vitriol for so many queer people who are interlaced in the fabric of society, that transcend all creeds, religions, cultures, ethnicities, that make up less than 5% of the world, that have been chosen by God to make the world more queer and more beautiful. I am proud to be a part of this community. I, Eric Feltes, in my white cisgender male body, I am not afraid to walk down the street at night. And I wonder often if Marsha P. Johnson, one of the black trans women known for standing up against police brutality in the early morning hours of June 28, 1969, I wonder if she was afraid. Was she confident? Oh, yes. Because let's remember that confidence is not the absence of fear. Confidence is the ability to hold space for both fear and for love. And I love asking the question, was she afraid? Because it helps me to humanize her. I asked the same question of Jesus the night before he was murdered. The night before he was murdered by the same people that use him as a weapon today. Was Jesus afraid? Yeah. There is biblical context that says, Jesus begged, don't make me do this. How scary that would have been. It helps me to humanize these people. And I'm not saying that Marsha P. Johnson is Jesus, but what I am saying is that Marsha P. Johnson and Jesus have a lot of similarities. They both held space for fear and for love. They both were afraid. And they both paved the way to make it possible for me to be here today. The Stonewall Inn riots are known to be the turning point of the civil rights, the LGBT rights movement. This is why we celebrate Pride. So yes, with arrogance comes disgrace. And with humility comes wisdom. And do you want to know what one of the antidotes to arrogance is? We celebrate it here as a ritual today. It's community. It's communion. It's joining together. Community is a sacred space for belonging. Belonging is seeing and being seen. It's hearing and being heard. It's loving and sustaining a deep belief that you are worthy of love. And community transcends the test of time. Today is made possible because of the trailblazers that came before me. And I really hope that tomorrow is a little easier because of the work that we're doing today. You see what I'm saying? We receive the torch. We receive the torch with humility and gratitude, and we pass on the torch with wisdom and pride. And my goodness, is holding this torch and passing this torch more necessary now than ever. I know those numbers are hard to see, but this is according to the American Civil Liberties Union. As of April 3rd, there have been 413 anti-LGBT bills brought to legislation. That's the bottom bar. And you can see that how much longer that is than the one right above it from last year. That means that before the year was even half over, there had been over double the amount of anti-LGBT bills brought to legislation. And as of today, the number is almost 500. Furthermore, the NAACP and Equality Florida have both issued travel advisories issuing LGBT people from traveling to Florida because it is too unsafe for us. The HRC has joined that train as well. Because of the hate crimes and the anti-LGBT legislation that robs us of our civil liberties. And according to the FBI, from 2020 to 2021, hate crimes have risen over 70% for queer people. What is so threatening about love? You know, I understand that in my work, I encourage a lot of people from coming out of the closet. And I think it's important to recognize that that comes from a place of privilege, because so many people are deathly afraid of being another statistic. And this isn't just this country. Homosexuality is illegal in over 70 countries. And it's punishable by death in some. Uganda just this year passed a law making homosexuality punishable by death in some cases. And so I would be doing a huge disservice if I didn't recognize the LGBT plus people who are living in a closet. I love you, and I see you, and you are a part of this queer community, closet and all. And if my words in this moment can reach you, then there is no politician, no state, no fear-filled homophobe or hater that can prevent God's love from flowing from my mouth to your ears. You are loved and you are seen. And the haters don't make it easy. One of my videos went viral just recently, and the comments that I have seen just in the last couple of days, it's really popular to leave a comment on my page and say that I'm an orphan or that I'm fatherless, which is not true. I have a wonderful dad who supports me, who texted me a couple days ago, wished me happy Pride. It's the idea that if you're gay, you must have an absent father. And there are so many queer people who do have absent fathers, but it's not because their children are queer, it's because the fathers are weak and afraid. But if you're gonna tell me that you think I'm an orphan, that says so much more about you than it does about me. And your world that you are living in, and the conditional love that you use with your maybe own father, but it says nothing about me. One of my favorite comments that I hear is when people tell me that I'm the reason they're a homophobe. Duh. I'm the reason you're a homophobe, no different than loud noises are the reason that my dog is afraid of thunder. It's no different than the reason that water is the reason that my best friend is afraid of drowning in the ocean. But does the thunder silence itself when my dog is around? Does the ocean dry up so that my best friend can pretend to be Moses and walk on the ocean floor when she comes by? Do I stop living in my authentic truth because you are afraid of my authenticity? I refuse to live by your fear-filled rules because you are afraid of me. You know, one thing I miss about living in the Midwest is sitting in a screened-in porch and listening to the thunderstorm. And when that happens, I think, God, my dog is missing out, literally under my bed right now. She's missing out because this is awesome. And when I go back to California and I put my feet in the cold ocean and I feel the warmth of the sun on my face, I think, my goodness, I wish my best friend were here because she's missing out, because this is awesome. And when I walk into a room and you tell me that you are afraid of me, I think, dang, you're missing out because I am awesome. Amen. When I drove by that church a couple of years ago, and I saw Proverbs 11:2 lazily plastered on a sign as an attempt to alienate the queer community from God's love. At the time, I was a weak sapling pushing through the soil for the first time. But thanks to those who came before me, that made it possible for me to be here, that nurtured my soil, that protected me, people like Marsha P. Johnson, Sylvia Rivera, Edie Windsor, Harvey Milk, Thanks to them and so many more, I am proud to say that I am now a tall, strong oak tree that is willing and ready to give shade to anyone who needs it. I stand on the shoulders of giants, preaching a message of an unconditionally loving God. I cannot do this alone, and I refuse to preach lies of a conditionally loving God, because it is the humility bestowed upon me from my community that gives me the wisdom to know the difference. When pride comes, then comes disgrace. But with humility comes wisdom. And thank God for that. Happy Pride.